There is a lot of military imagery today. We see Jesus coming into Jerusalem as a conquering king. The people cry, "Hosanna, O Lord, save us," they pray. Those people would love for the Messiah's triumphal entry to be the beginning of their deliverance from their Roman occupation. But that is not why Jesus has come to the city. That is not his battle today. Nor will it be his battle in the future. Soon Jesus will choose to battle the money changers, though. He goes into the temple to drive them out. He is zealous for God's house because they are crowding out the Gentile. He is making way for a people who are not born into the faith. His battle is to make room for the foreigner, to welcome the stranger, and to encourage all nations and peoples in the knowledge of the true and living God. That explains partly why Jesus did not approve of Peter trying to deal a death blow to the high priest's slave. And it was not because Peter was such a poor swordsman, as it seems he was, and missed just close enough to cut off his ear. Jesus tells Peter to put the sword away. And he says the proverb, "Those who live by the sword will die by the sword." If we choose might to make right, we are deceived, this proverb tells us. We may succeed with the sword today, but sooner or later what goes around will come around. The battle we win today may lead to a series of battles in the future, and we will most likely not win them all. The strongest arms, the best trained soldiers, the sharpest swords, the loudest voice does not always win. Jesus challenges us to use our heads before we use our swords. Winning the battle today might mean losing the war tomorrow. And just what is our battle? Well, it's not against flesh and blood, but against the spiritual powers and authorities. Peter thought his battle was to stop Jesus' arrest. Jesus' battle is to win souls. In fact, tradition says that the slave whose ear was cut off and then healed by Jesus, his life would never be the same. He was won over by Jesus and became a disciple and a believer. Our battle as Christians is not to win arguments, fights, power struggles. Our battle is to win sisters and brothers, to love our enemies and pray for them, just as Jesus taught and exemplified. Our battle is not to end the lives of our adversaries, but to transform the lives and members into members and friends of the family and faith. And God has to do that. You'll remember that's what happened to Saul, the persecutor of the church. God transformed him into Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles. Jesus' words, "Put your sword back," is a good word for all of us. We need to govern our minds and thinking, to hold every thought captive to the word and the mind of Christ. Put the sword back. Confess and repent those hurtful thoughts. We need to keep criticisms, insults, gossip, and slander sheathed. We cannot filter those thoughts if and when we cannot filter those thoughts, and if they should escape our mouths and our sheaths, we need to quickly acknowledge that and put the sword back. Jesus calls us to repentance and to ask for forgiveness and to change our course toward the course of life. Put them back, he says. If we repent of our thoughts and words, that will prevent the actual deeds. The swords will not be drawn. And we only have the strength to do that by that word of Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. But that does not mean we don't confront the powers. We do. It means that we choose our battles wisely, just as Jesus did that day. It means we fight smarter. It means we know what is at stake. It means we know that God is going to win. And he will do it his way. The scriptures must be fulfilled, Jesus says. It's going to happen God's way, Jesus says, not ours. It will happen when and how God has planned it all along. That is why Jesus does not call up legions of angels, and it's why he does not take up his sword. He will take up his cross. His journey into Jerusalem will be the battle to end all battles. He will go and he will enter and he will conquer and he will win the war. Yes, there will be battles to fight after that decisive battle, just as we continue to battle against ourselves and against our adversaries. But for us, Jesus will take up the cross for our forgiveness, for our life. And yes, Hosanna, the Lord will save us. He will be lifted up on high. He will confront sin, death, and evil with that face like flint. For us, and for the life of the world, he will win. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.